This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba commits to hold elections for the House of Representatives and the provincial assemblies this year. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast rain with thunder for today. And Indian state of Rajasthan on alert after Prophet Muhammad Rao beheading. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has said that the government is committed to holding elections of the House of Representatives and the provincial assemblies this year. At the Parliament Day program organized at the Federal Parliament House, New Baneswar, Prime Minister Deoba expressed his commitment to hold the election on time, as periodic election would play an important role in strengthening the democratic republican parliamentary system of the government. Prime Minister Deoba added that the parliamentarians should rise above party politics and move the country forward by developing and strengthening the federal system of governance and maintaining lasting peace. Speaking on the occasion, former Prime Minister Jalanath Khanal said that the parliament should be run in a safe and dignified manner for the social, economic and cultural transformation of the country, as it is a place to raise the voice of the people and the nation. Chairman of the Constituent Assembly, Subhash Chandra Nembang, said that the study and discussion should be held on the reasons behind the obstruction of the parliament. Similarly, senior leader of the Nepali Congress, Ramchandra Paudel, said that the country needed political stability, social justice, economic development, good governance and a corruption-free society. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has said the Election Commission has been preparing to hold elections, as holding a federal and provincial election by mid-December was its responsibility. At the central level review program of the recently held local level election, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia shared that it was the responsibility of the Election Commission to hold the federal and provincial elections, and a decision is yet to be taken in this regard. He added that it was unfortunate to count votes in the local election by fencing with a barbed wire, which, he said, is due to security reasons. He further added facilities given to employees during the poll were realistic, adding that the commission has completed a review of the local level election in all 7 provinces. The Halesi Tuachung municipality in Khotang district has been declared a fully vaccine-secured city, as all infants up to 15 months in the municipality received required doses of vaccines. The announcement was made yesterday in the presence of District Coordination Committee Chief San Bahadur Rai and Mayor of Halesi Tuachung municipality Bimala Rai. During the event, Basanta Kumari Rai, a volunteer in Mahadevsthan Health Post, was honored with a cash prize and letter of appreciation as the best health volunteer. Coordinator of Municipal Health Section Khemraj Acharya said the municipality was declared a fully vaccine-secured city after 96% of the total infants born there received the required doses of vaccines for BCG, DPT, Hepatitis B, polio, measles and rubella, as per the data received from the health post in the municipality. The Narayanghat-Butol section of the East-West Highway, which was disrupted since early morning yesterday, has resumed from today. The section of the highway was disrupted with the flood sweeping away the 3 diversions along the road section. Chief of District Police Office Nawalpur, Superintendent of Police Prajol Maharjan, said the two-way vehicular movement resumed from 5 a.m. this morning after constructing the diversions. The flood triggered by the incessant rainfall that occurred since Tuesday afternoon had swept away the diversions in Khahare Khola Ribulet in Binaya Triveni Rural Municipality and Thulo Khahare and Sano Khahare Ribulets at Madhyabindu Municipality 10 in Nawalparasi, Bardaghat, Susta East. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country, and chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of province number 1, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhir Paschim provinces today. Likewise, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is forecast at a few places of the country tonight, as the weather is expected to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. The division has stated that rainfall has been taking place in most parts of the country for a couple of days as the monsoon is towards the north of the low pressure line. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. The Indian state of Rajasthan continues to be on alert following the beheading of a Hindu man by two Muslim men. Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot has appealed for calm and promised to take strict action against the attackers. The victim, a tailor named Kanhaiya Lal, was killed in Udaipur district in North India on Tuesday by the men who filmed the act and posted it online. They said the act was in response to his support for a politician's dividing remarks about the Prophet Muhammad. The National Investigative Agency, India's top anti-terrorism agency, is carrying out a probe. There has been a heavy deployment of police forces across the city and senior officials were constantly appealing for peace. The government has suspended internet services and banned large gatherings. Police have arrested the two men who had identified themselves in the video. The incident has been condemned by prominent politicians across the party lines in India. U.S. intelligence agencies believe Russian President Vladimir Putin still wants to capture most of Ukraine. Moscow's troops have so weakened by combat, however, that U.S. officials assess they are only capable of making slow territorial gains. In March, Moscow refocused its efforts on seizing Ukraine's Donbas area after failing to take Kiev and other cities. U.S.'s top intelligence officer, Mrs. Avril Haines, said Mr. Putin still has the same goal as once he held at the start of the conflict to take most of Ukraine. Since failing to achieve its initial goal of capturing Kiev, Russia has focused on seizing territory in the eastern Donbas region, a large industrial area where Mr. Putin falsely claims Ukraine has carried out a genocide against Russian speakers. Russian forces have made gains there, recently taking control of the city of Severodonetsk, but progress has been slow and Ukrainian forces have put up strong resistance. Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has been sworn in as the Philippine president in the ceremony in Manila, succeeding the outgoing leader Rodrigo Duterte. His inauguration marks a stunning comeback for the Marcos political dynasty, which was ousted after a popular revolt in 1986. Mr. Marcos Jr., nicknamed Bong Bong, won an election last month. Mr. Marcos Jr. took his oath of office at midday local time in a colorful ceremony at the National Museum. The inauguration comes just a few days after the Supreme Court in Manila ruled that the convictions for tax evasion did not qualify the new president from taking office. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba commits to hold elections for the House of Representatives and the provincial assemblies this year. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts rain with thunder for today. And Indian state of Rajasthan on alert after Prophet Muhammad Rao beheading. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.